The two lawmakers asked the Audit Bureau to look into complaints about the spending of segregated student fees and the extent to which students are allowed to control them. Mike Wilson is the Student Government Association president.
If you're saying we're power hungry for the student.
When the Student Government Association tried to take control of the fees used to remodel the UWSP University Center, the administration stopped them because existing rules gave some of that power to other student groups. Now the Audit Bureau is urging the administration and the students to clearly define the spending rules and develop a process for changing them. Interim Chancellor Mark Nook says the students have to take the lead.
The students have the right to organize how they want to organize. That's not the place of the administration to come in and set that. They need to either come to an agreement about how they're going to change those rules or open it back up to the student body to do it.
Wilson says he's going to try to convince the student body that the group he leads, the Student Government Association, should legally control the purse strings.
From here, it's going to be a matter of educating the students, making sure they assert their power, and let them know that there is no two interpretations about this. It's in the law.
Segregated student fees are collected as part of tuition payments at all of the four-year UW schools. At UW Stevens Point, they total $1,035 per student each year. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.